Hi there. My name is Marcy, and today I'll be sharing with you the demographics of my classroom based on their exposure to or experience with technology at home or at school, as well as their personal preference about how they should be learning in school, ideally. I teach in a public school in Casper, Wyoming. We're a pretty unique school in that we are multi-age, project-based, and teacher-powered. Since we're in a district of choice, families choose our school and often end up on a waiting list to get in. I teach 4th and 5th grade in this school. Recently, I interviewed 4 children from my classroom about the role technology played in their lives. One thing the learners had in common was that for the most part, they were not reporting using technology extensively in their personal lives, as I might expect from, say, the middle school students. When I asked them about TV and video games, they had similar responses about how much time they spent on each.
If it's really bad, I might stay in, say, for a little bit. And watch a couple episodes on TV.
It doesn't take like a really big role in my life.
Not very much.
I do have a Wii.
Okay. How often do you play your video game, your Wii?
Not even once a month. Maybe only a couple times a year.
Very rarely.
Group. It did not occur to me until completing the questions that these same parents might be intentionally limiting the use of technology in their homes, or at least gearing its use towards specifically academic tasks.
I have math programs that I do in the morning.
Now, although these students reported not using technology much, I noticed that their exposure to it was varied.
Maybe iPads, computers.
Others are Instagram or Vines or whatever.
We use the computer and phones.
When I was designing the questions I would ask, I thought it best to also explore their preferences in learning. So I inquired about what styles and strategies they felt were best for learning in general. Most of them thought that working collaboratively was ideal.
By games or maybe by like interactive hands-on work with partners.
In group projects.
Probably in groups. I like working in groups.
Okay. What kinds of things do you like doing in groups?
I like that everybody sort of has a chance to tell everybody before we all give the answer, just to share their ideas and maybe change them.
I wonder if that is in part due to the fact that we do a ton of collaborative projects at our school. I asked one final question to see if they could give some specific examples of their favorite learning experience in or out of school. The majority reported that our Expedition Yellowstone field experience was the best.
Expedition Yellowstone.
And what about it made it so wonderful?
Because you got, it was really, really fun. We also got to learn about nature and other stuff.
Expedition Yellowstone, that was a really, really fun program where we got to hike a lot, but still we learned a ton, like how to identify animal skulls and stuff.
Yeah.
And how to identify all the different plants that were in Yellowstone and in Wyoming.
Very cool.
It was a really fun program.
When the class went to Yellowstone, because we got to learn about the Yellowstone environment, and we got to go see geysers and hot springs, and the wildlife that was there. And that was probably the best way I could have learned about it.
So maybe it is about more than technology after all. The learning experience is just as vital as the technology. If, as educators, we are simply transferring paper and pencil work to tech work without the depth of a rich personal experience, school will still be boring to our students.